table it was.
The small black rock is encased in resin and on a wooden plaque. In 1973, President Nixon gave goodwill gifts of moon rocks to all 50 states and more than 100 foreign countries. But in the last few decades, at least 19 states lost track of their moon rocks. Senator Bond had received the rock when he was first governor of Missouri. Earlier this week, he turned it over to the current Missouri governor, Jay Nixon. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Ashworth.
And this is NPR News in Washington.
It's 8:33. You're with WCVE Public Radio HD. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro joins us from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for analysis of Virginia political news. Merry Christmas Eve, Jeff.
Merry Christmas Eve to you, Sean.
Last week, you spent quite a bit of time talking with our news director, Wayne Farrar, about the McDonald budget, and there has been a new development this week, something of a surprise, an attack on the VCU budget.
Yes, a lot of the high points in the McDonald budget had been announced in advance of the governor's speech to the money committees a week ago today. For example, that state employees would have to fully contribute to their pensions, another $200 million plus or so in new spending and adjustments. But the big surprise was this hit on the VCU budget. Clearly punishment by the McDonald administration for a 24% rise in tuition at the school. Now, the governor has proposed taking back about half of what VCU is collecting or will collect in higher tuition. Those are just the mechanics of what is clearly a larger message that the governor is sending, not just to VCU, a fast-growing school, but to the entire higher education establishment. And I think it could be described as watch it on the tuition front or get whacked. Now, no indication yet whether the governor would try to restore tuition caps that had been in place through the Allen and Gilmore years. This is a matter about which perhaps the governor feels personally. He has two sons at UVA and a daughter in graduate school at Virginia Tech.
More on the budget. Yesterday in the Times-Dispatch, I noticed a feature called the Flipometer. I guess it could be the Flip-a-meter. I don't know. You would know better than I. It was talking about McDonald reversing stand on state workers paying toward their pensions. This week, after what, several months ago, controversial declaration on the Confederacy that didn't mention slavery, McDonald now wants to spend, what is it, about $3 million on preserving a slave burial site? You consider this a flip?
Yes, there will be an amendment to the budget by the governor for $3 million to begin underwriting the cost of the excavation of the burial ground, the slave burial ground. This is over near the Main Street Station, just a few blocks from where I am sitting. It's a partnership of sorts between the state and the city. And as you correctly point out, perhaps this is an opportunity for McDonald, forgive me for putting it this way, to dig himself out of a hole. That was a big embarrassment for him and his administration early in his tenure when he signed that Civil War history proclamation that made no mention whatsoever of slavery.
A big national story the past week or so has been the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Is there any opposition in Virginia? Does it make any difference since it's a federal issue?
Well, there is certainly a lot of grumbling, and forgive me for mixing, using a sports metaphor, there's going to be a Hail Mary pass attempted. Bob Marshall, that very conservative delegate from Prince William County, is very annoyed with the decision by the Congress and the Obama administration to do away with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And he is saying that he will seek legislation in the General Assembly that would close the Virginia National Guard from gays, or to gays. And his argument hinges in part on this line in the Virginia Constitution that designates the governor the commander-in-chief of the state's armed forces. Now, the governor disagrees with Marshall. He's not happy about the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but he makes the argument that since the militia is essentially an adjunct of the federal government, heavily subsidized by the federal government, that this matter has been settled. And here is another opportunity, perhaps by the governor, to make nice with a constituency that views him with some hostility. Remember, early in his governorship, he refused to guarantee gay state employees any protections against discrimination in the workplace. And during his tenure as Attorney General, he sided with those breakaway Episcopal parishes that have been angry over the ordination of gays.
We've got about a minute left. Let's go up to D.C. and talk about money again. Eric Cantor's promised to cut spending, but as reported in the Times-Dispatch yesterday, he's spending more.
Yes, it seems that Eric Cantor is very good at spending other people's money, despite what he's been saying as the next House Majority Leader. Get used to these sorts of stories now that he's in the leadership. He's been largely unaccountable in the Richmond as a Richmond area congressman, in part because he's had little or no competition. But this latest burst of stories indicates that there's been an 81% increase in his office spending since he went to the Congress in 2000. Cantor says he's just spending the most on salaries because he wants the best people. But of course, he has to reconcile this with the leadership's promise to cut office spending by at least 5%.
Reporter and columnist Jeff Shapiro from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, thank you very much once again.
Have a good holiday.
Our broadcast of the Morning Edition is made possible in part by VCU Medical Center, a proud sponsor of Science Matters. VCU Medical Center is nationally recognized for its commitment to patient care, teaching tomorrow's medical professionals, and advancing care through research. Every day, a new discovery, vcuhealth.org. Sunny today, up to 42, but some clouds moving in tonight, a low 25, and it'll be cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of a little snow. Don't expect a blizzard, but maybe something white, with a high of 38 down to 25 for tomorrow night.